The World This Week. Politics.
Jeremy Hunt, Britain's new Chancellor of the Exchequer, ditched almost all of the unfunded tax cuts in the government's mini-budget. The cuts had helped cause mayhem in the markets when they were announced on September 23rd. Mr. Hunt was appointed to the job after Kwasi Kwarteng was unceremoniously sacked as Chancellor by Liz Truss, the Prime Minister. Mr. Hunt, a former Foreign Secretary, has put the Treasury firmly back in control of policy, a humiliation for Ms. Truss, who had promised to rip up abacus economics. Amid chaotic scenes in Parliament, speculation swirled about how long Ms. Truss could last. Adding to the tumult, Suella Braverman resigned from her job as Home Secretary after just 43 days. In a parting shot, Ms. Braverman, who is on the Tory right, laid into the government's lack of direction. Russia once again pounded Ukraine with waves of cruise missile and drone attacks aimed at the country's electrical infrastructure in the hope of freezing Ukraine into submission. Russia seems to have acquired huge stocks of cheap Iranian drones. But Ukraine has been able to shoot down many of the drones and missiles and has so far been quick to restore power to affected areas. Overall capacity is suffering, though, so rationing seems increasingly likely. Ukraine's counteroffensive in the south appeared to be gaining momentum as the Russian occupation authorities in the city of Kherson started to evacuate civilians and move administrative offices across the Dnieper River. Adding to the sense of crisis, Vladimir Putin announced that martial law was being imposed in the four provinces that Russia has partially occupied. Kherson, one of the most significant gains for the Russians since the invasion began, may soon be back in Ukrainian hands. Mr. Putin suggested that his mobilization drive to bolster army numbers was nearly over and that 220,000 men had been drafted. Gunmen opened fire at a training ground for new recruits in Belgorod, close to the Ukrainian border, killing 11 people. The gunmen are reported to be Tajik nationals who had been recruited to fight in Ukraine and had got into a row over religion. Elon Musk reversed course and promised that SpaceX, a rockets and satellites company that he runs, would continue to fund electronic communications in Ukraine through its Starlink internet network. Starlink has become a vital strategic tool for Ukrainian forces fighting Russia.